See? Get to write the story. Or did you write it? Did you write the story? And why do I talk to you? Oh, did I miss it?
It didn't land on your stoop.
I will make a point now to go.
Yeah. So, I know Pittsburgh came in on the back-to-back, and that comes into the factor, but how imperative is it on you guys to take advantage of that?
I thought we did that. And you have to, because it's going to happen the reverse to us. You know, you're going to go into teams, and I think actually when we play Pittsburgh, we go in on a back-to-back. So, you know, it's going to happen the other way. We just have to be ready for it. And they had to come from behind emotional win there in Florida. And so sometimes that works in your favor a little bit. But the key thing in the back-to-backs for me is you got to get the lead. And we got it early. And, you know, for me, the turning point, not it was a turning point, but the key to the game was the Vasilevskiy save with 20 seconds left, and then we go down and score with, what was it, 0.2? There it is. So it's 2-1 going into the room, or 3-0, and that was, I thought that was a big part of the game.
How much of an emotional swing can that be?
Well, you saw it. For us, you know, we're in the room, our chests are out, and they're in the room, you know, rattled, because 3-0 looks a lot worse than 2-0. It feels worse too. You know what's weird though? Like in this back-to-back games against them that we scored with 0.1 and 0.2 seconds left. So that those are killers though, and they're hard to come back from, and worked in our favor.
And then you get the response to start the second half, just 30 seconds in.
Well, we talked about that in the room. As you know, are we a mature enough group to keep playing the way we're playing? Or are we going to turn this into a track meet and let it be chance for chance? And you can't do that with Pittsburgh. And I look now at, we cut the scoring chances in half against, from the first time we played them to tonight, and that's us maturing as a team. So we start looking after our end. Your goalie makes a couple big saves, timely saves for him, and we just did a lot of right things. We're on the right side of pucks most of the night, and then the, you know, they were going in for us.
Before this season, everyone wondered what kind of Stamkos will we get. Even now, he says, "I don't think I'm truly back yet." He's got 18 points in 9 games.
Yeah, Stammer's really grown as a player, and where I think when he first came into the league, and it was, you know, he was scoring at almost at will, and then, you know, the injuries have kind of up and downed his game, just because he hasn't been able to play. But he's really becoming a complete player, and just to listen to him talk about the defensive side of things, and you, on the bench, and doing things the right way, you just see him, and he's just really becoming more of a well-rounded player, and he's a goal scorer. And even, you know, just like the one you saw tonight, there was no panic in where he was putting that shot, and he knew exactly what to do with it. And you know, that line's got a lot of, you know, chemistry going right now, and they had it last year at this time, and it's continued on. And you know, all three of them, just really happy for him.
Coop Sergachev on the back of the net again. Just talk about how much he's grown since he first stepped on ice.
He's just much more assertive now, and he's just playing the game faster. He's playing the game harder. He's passing the puck with authority now, where even 3 weeks ago he wasn't doing that. And it's just, I'm really impressed with how much he's growing just in a short amount of time. So that is, it's just so promising to watch him. But you just see him jumping into holes now. His instincts are taking over. He's realizing, okay, this is the time and space I have. Not rushing things as much, and you know, obviously it's paying dividends for him, because after that is skill, and there's a reason he was a top 10 pick, and we're seeing that.
Do you sense that his offensive output is coming because he feels more comfortable in defensive end? He's just more comfortable at the one night because he can jump in?
I would say it's all of that. It's got to be more, you know, with the coaching staff, his teammates, the speed of the NHL. One of the big things about playing defense, too, is knowing the players. He doesn't know the players. But on the offensive side of things, he's really finding his groove now and where to be. He was much more of a chance taker in his first few games than he is now. Now he's much more, I say the words wise for 19-year-olds, but his judgment is much better now in picking his spots, and you know, I think it's only going to get better.
Kirby kept Malkin and Crosby off the score sheet again. It's good, 7 goals, but you're more happy with the one given up against the team.
Well, you feel bad for Vasi on that, and unfortunate penalty. You know, Gordo held onto that puck just a little too long, and it's, you know, you just look at that power play. And if we're going to sit here and say, okay, you're going to play them and you're only going to give up one power play goal, pretty much would have taken that with the firepower they have, because you know, we felt 5-on-5, you know, we could play with them, but we need to win that special teams war, and we did.
John, your record is what it is, but considering the opponents you played to start this season, you know, New Jersey had one loss coming in, Columbus had one loss coming in, you get Pittsburgh twice during the stretch, you know, what your record is, are you impressed with how your team has started?
Well, naturally, I like where we stand. The biggest thing for me is I look at our first 2 games of the season and a short, you know, a few weeks later, how we're playing compared to then, and it's night and day. And guys really bought into the way we need to play, and we're getting more consistency out of our game, and that's probably what I'm most pleased with.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.